Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, you want to see the kind of judges that Democrats put on the bench? Listen to Senator Mike Lee on a recent Biden appointee, Clip 7.
According to that same article in the Free Beacon, this inmate pulled his member from his pants and was flaunting it, wagging it, his female inmates. That is not the behavior of a female inmate. That is the behavior of a dangerous criminal, especially when you understand that this guy is a serial rapist who had raped people and committed sexual assaults and engaged in all kinds of violent criminal behavior over a period of decades. He'd spent a little bit of time out of prison, but he'd get out of prison, he'd reoffend again. Now, many female inmates, widely understood, many female inmates have themselves been the victims of sexual assault, rape, and other acts of violence long before they became incarcerated. Just imagine the trauma that they have to endure merely by having to share prison facilities with a male prisoner before he even goes and does something like that, before he goes out and starts engaging in exhibitionist lewd acts. This is not fair to them. And the judgment reflected by this magistrate judge, who we're now considering for a lifetime appointment to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, this is not fair to the inmates. This is itself its own Eighth Amendment violation. I couldn't disagree more with Judge Netburn's conclusion that it would have violated the Eighth Amendment not to send this male prisoner to a female prison. Now, this is, lest we get caught in thinking that this is just a mere partisan divide, this is just Republicans and Democrats disagreeing, only in Washington could that pass for plausible analysis. Anywhere else, this is madness. This is nuts. This is insanity. This is the sort of thing that happens in a free society as it's going into an ugly, ugly tailspin of sorts. Now, we can pull out of this, but we must, because this is a threat to public safety and law and order and all that is decent in society. Now, don't just take my word for it. Let's hear what some former inmates, some of whom participated in the Independent Women's Forum's documentary. Now, this one's from Amy Ichikawa, a former inmate from California. Quote, "I urge the committee to watch my story and the story of other female prisoners. And a brave, resigned lieutenant who spoke out against this anti-woman policy. Women, including incarcerated women, shouldn't be erased as a matter of law to accommodate the interests of men. One person's rights cannot come at the cost of another," close quote. Indeed, in fact, our system is set up so as to find ways to not step on somebody else's rights, just so the purported right of one person, in this case, this particular inmate, a serial rapist, can have his preference. Then let's hear from Alyssa Kamholz. She's a current prisoner in the California state prison system. Quote, "Most incarcerated women, like myself, have already experienced sexual trauma and violence during our lives. We're trying to heal and prepare to be productive citizens after serving out our sentences."
And then having a male shows up in the women's prison and whips his tallywhacker out and says, "I'm a woman and I'm here," and then impregnates him. So this is the type of judge that Biden is appointing. He also likes to appoint judges that give pedophiles and child abusers light sentences. It's what Democrats are into. You know, just probably think about that when you think about who you're voting for. Just, you know, something to consider.
friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay. Sometimes the crew just, if something happens on the screen of the show, folks, sometimes the crew just, I don't know. You wonder if they didn't get into the Biden sauce. All right. We still got a lot to cover here. I do intend to take phone calls. Maybe I can get the lines open this hour if I can get through the rest of this news and these video clips. But we will take phone calls on this Friday, your response to the big boy press conference or anything else I've covered today. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. Big announcement. I want you to know about this. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All of them are right now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, such as Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. So it's a bit of a humbling thing, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. You want to talk about just aging. And helping with some of that aging process and just joints and nerves that just start to go and you notice it. You notice it. And then it just never goes away. So Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, and then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All of these are 25% off.
while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible. And really, I do this quite a bit, but probably not enough. Really, I am truly grateful for this crew. And if you were tuned in last night to the extended coverage, and Alex and I were kind of up here joking about it, you know, in a way it's gallows humor, but, you know, we were joking about, you know, they just wiped out Alex's bank accounts. They just took everything he owns, literally repossessed his car last night. That I witnessed that. That actually happened. I'm by no means a rich man either. In fact, when they started to sue me and they got access into my bank accounts and they saw I didn't have millions of dollars, they just were like, oh, well, he doesn't have money, so we just don't even care about him anymore. I don't care. My wealth is in this crew. That's the most valuable thing to me. And my wealth is in this great audience. Truly, it's amazing. Like every time I go out now, somebody wants to shake my hand, take a picture with me, talk politics. I can't even avoid it. And you're just all so kind. I'm not going to go too much into that, but I mean, really, that's the wealth here. That's the value here. And just big ups to the crew, big ups to the audience. I say it a lot, but I probably don't say it enough. So there you go. And we appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Just a big happy family. Okay. Let's do this. Let's get back into the news here. You know, this is how it's done. And I personally think a lot of the persecution of yours truly here is because of the way I confront liberals and I confront Democrats, whether it's the example of me going to Jerry Nadler and telling them their impeachment of Donald Trump is treason, or whether it's me going out on the streets and embarrassing liberals and embarrassing Trump protesters. I really think that that was kind of what drove them to want to make an example of me and punish me and ultimately, you know, ground me and lock me down here in Austin, Texas, and put me in a cage and everything else that they've done to me, censor me, everything else. I think that that's really kind of the thing. I mean, yeah, we do a great show here, and they certainly don't want me on air either, but I really think it's that. Now, why am I saying this? Ted Cruz, this is how it's done. And if you're me, I couldn't ask for a better situation. I can't really go do the street content that I used to do. I just, not only can I not travel right now, I'll be able to travel hopefully next year when my probation ends, but I can't really go out in the streets and do street content anymore. And anybody that really follows our content here or follows my show or this content knows, like the last five times I've tried to go out and get content like that, that everybody loves, I get assaulted. I literally get assaulted. And so I'm in a precarious position where I can't be arrested or you won't see me again for a while. I'm in a precarious situation where I'm forced to take security out, but we have very limited resources here to even get access to security. So it's almost impossible for me to do it anymore. But this would be the greatest opportunity. If leftist liberal protesters decided to come to me, that's like an all-you-can-eat buffet being delivered to your front door. This is the greatest thing ever. So this is what needs to happen. Ted Cruz does the perfect thing here. All Republicans need to witness this. And most in the media have now gotten it. Most of these people that kind of do street content or do like college content like that, you've noticed that this genre, which I would like to say that we had a hand in creating, if not played the most important role in creating this content, this genre of owning liberals on the streets. Totally unintentional, totally organic, which makes it even better. But the politicians need to do the same thing. So whenever these leftist protesters show up and try to disrupt an event or disrupt a political event or a sporting event, whatever, you need to embarrass them. Ted Cruz gets it. A bunch of climate protesters show up to an event Ted Cruz is speaking at, and instead of calling security and shutting it down and, oh my gosh, no, he lets them sit right there. And he gives them a lesson, and it's beautiful to watch. Here it is. Guys, go ahead and roll the clip.
More fossil fuels! More fossil fuels! More fossil fuels!
So this is the audience chanting as they get up there. And then Ted Cruz is going to give it to him.
I actually got a question. Did none of you have the bravery to, like, glue your hand to a bus or something? To, like, throw a can of soup on the Mona Lisa? No, you just kind of sit here in D.C. Young man, which country is the biggest player on planet Earth? Do you know?
China!
Do you know? Hold on. Which country is the biggest climate polluter on planet Earth? You have no idea. You're a protester and you're utterly ignorant about what you're protesting about. What's the answer? Okay, so he doesn't know. He's literally protesting about climate and he can't tell you who the biggest polluter on planet Earth is. And he won't. What country is the largest polluter on planet Earth today? Okay, so this young lady has no clue. She said the United States of America. She's protesting, and she has literally no idea. By the way, the answer is communist China. Which country leads the world in reduction of carbon emissions? Do you know the answer to that? I'll give you a hint. It was the wrong answer you gave before. It's the United States of America. Do you know why? You're so ignorant you don't know. So if you're going to protest, confront some facts. The reason.
And then they're like, oh, Ted, do you want us to escort you out? Do you want security? Do you want us to get him out? He's like, no, you can leave him. I'm telling you, that's how it's done. Don't kick him out. This is a beautiful opportunity. Sit them down and scold them. Sit them down and embarrass them. Sit them down and actually challenge their ideas and show everybody how stupid they are. That's how it's done. Well done, Ted Cruz. Now, as far as the law enforcement level is concerned, some jackass liberal glues himself to the street. Leave him there. Leave him. Yes, leave them. If they want to glue themselves to a lamppost or the street, just go ahead and let them stay there. They want to, you know, that's how we deal with these people. So I just got to say, I hope if we start to see stuff like this again, don't kick them out. Just sit them right down and say, oh, okay, here you go. Here's a platform. Tell us, what are you doing here? Oh, really? Well, what do you know about that? Oh, really? Well, do you know about this? Oh, well, here's the actual facts. That's how it's done. So well done, Ted Cruz, on that issue. All right, RFK Jr. has a message for the Democrat Party, given all that's going on, and here it is in clip 8.
Well, the Democrat Party is scrambling around to find a candidate who can beat Donald Trump. They can stop looking. I'm the only one who can beat him. If they're interested, my telephone number is on the internet, unfortunately.
Yeah, they could have had RFK Jr., and they didn't want to go with him. They went with Biden, who, well, we all know the story there. And Rob Reiner, meatball, who needs butter. They have to butter him up just to fit him in the car door. If Biden stays in the race every day from now till November 5th, the focus will be on whether or not he falters. Oh, you're just figuring this out, Rob? To save democracy... This is my favorite part. Oh my gosh. It's richer than the donuts he ate today. To save democracy, this cannot be a referendum on Joe Biden. It must be a referendum on a convicted felon who wants to destroy 250 years of self-rule. Oh, you're for self-government now? Biden must step down. So the party that's going to remove Biden, who got the votes for the nomination, who's had the victory in the democratic process, and they're just going to remove him and just shove somebody else into the race. And that's how they protect democracy. I love it. I absolutely love it. Here's some crazy allegations coming out of the Democrat Biden campaign. Biden advisors threaten to beat the crap out of any staffers who don't keep quiet. Now, this is apparently in response to the CNN clip we played yesterday, where she's like, oh, I've got inside sources where this whole event is going to be scripted. The whole big boy press conference is going to be scripted. Biden already has the people to call on. It's already been determined. He's got his list. He's got his questions. Well, somebody from the Biden camp leaked that, so they're not too happy about it. It's probably an Obama loyalist or just a Democrat that knows Biden can't win. You know, that's, you know, the Bidens aren't exactly the Clintons as far as, you know, you don't end up in four different duffel bags after committing suicide in four different rivers. But obviously they're not too happy this information is getting out. But these are either Democrats that know he has no chance, that just want to win, so they're like, we got to get him out of the way. Or these are Obama loyalists who are doing the bidding of Obama. Somebody's influencing, saying, hey, let some of this stuff leak out. Give us some information. We'll get it to the press. We'll help remove him from the race. All right, then there's the Republican side. What about this idea from Donald Trump? He made this statement today on his Truth Social account. Joe should immediately take a cognitive test, and I will go with him and take one also. For the first time, we'll be a team and do it for the good of the country. And from now on, all presidential candidates should be mandated to take a cognitive test and aptitude test, regardless of their age. All right, an interesting proposal. Trump and Biden go have the cognitive test. And so, you know, there's only one side that can do this, right? And that's the Republican side, because everything liberal Democrats do is fake, is phony. The other example from this week would be the golf challenge. Joe Biden challenges Donald Trump to a round of golf. Trump accepts. Biden says, oh, I'm not playing you at golf. The Democrats claim Trump is mentally unfit. Trump is the one struggling mentally. So he says, hey, okay, let's go take a cognitive test together then. Biden says, no way I'm doing that. So they're always the phony. They're always the frauds. Always call their bluff. And I guess it's a bit hypocritical for me to say that and then say Trump is making the right move with the Project 2025 thing. So maybe I'm being hypocritical for that. However, I do think that's the case. But I think I've discovered what's really behind this. Because it's just in the headlines every day. Democrats are running against Project 2025, it would seem. Who's this Project 2025 that's running? Trump disavows Project 2025, but he has a long-standing ties to some key architects. So now it's, okay, we admit it's not him and he didn't do it, but he knows some of the guys. Oh, really? Tell me why this is so bad. CBS News. Project 2025 would overhaul the U.S. tax system. Oh, good. Tax system sucks. But here's what I think what's going on. Now you could say Trump should lean into Project 2025. You could say he's making the right move by disavowing it. I understand why he's disavowing it. I understand. It's the same thing with he goes on and he says, well, you know, we need more green cards and we need more immigrants coming here to work. And maybe we should, you know, give them citizenship when they graduate from college. And all these people in the right wing are pulling their hair out, going crazy. Trump is a politician. He's going to say things he doesn't mean. I mean, dare I say, he might even outright lie. He's a politician. He's trying to get into office. I'm not a purist. I've warned against political purism. I've explained why. I'm not going to go off onto a jag here, but it's kind of the same thing. And it's like everybody wants to focus on, oh my God, what Trump won't, he won't talk about Project 2025. Oh, who cares? It's not going to make any difference. It's not going to help him to go, yeah, I love Project 2025. So if the Democrats want to use Project 2025 against him, then why would he let them? But hey, I get it. I get it. Project 2025 has great ideas. It's a formula for success. Day one with a plan and a playbook. So I get it. Project 2025, it's great. But I think what's really going on here, I think that the Democrats are trying to separate Trump from Ben Carson. That's what I think this is really all about. Because, folks, if you look at Trump's 47 plan that he released, I mean, it's virtually the same thing. The only difference is Project 2025 released, like a 300-page book, and Trump lists out 2 pages of bullet points. The agenda is virtually the same. So let's not get all into a tizzy here. So Trump disavowing it is strategic, just like the Democrats trying to tie him to it is strategic. I don't really care either way, but I think the strategy here, it's a Nazi thing. Well, they call Trump a Nazi anyway. I think this is about separating Donald Trump from Ben Carson. That's what I think this is about. Maybe they had an idea, and Trump is keeping the vice president thing close to his chest. I'm not sure if anybody really knows other than him. And what I've learned, and this is just, my third election cycle here at InfoWars, but what I've learned is any of the buzz and stuff you hear about a vice presidency, it's normally completely wrong, completely inaccurate. Just throw it all in the trash. But it's fun to talk about. It's fun to speculate. So people do. I think whether they had an idea that Trump was going to pick Carson or not, he was on the short list. But I think this is the Democrats trying to separate Trump from Ben Carson, because Ben Carson wrote a chapter in Project 2025. Ben Carson wrote a chapter about healthcare. In fact, if you guys want to go to Project 2025's website, you can go look at the chapter that he wrote. I'll read the subject matter. I believe that the Democrats, who are in a panic right now about losing the black vote, are scared that Ben Carson will give more momentum to Trump getting the black vote. And he's just great. So I think this is the Democrats trying to separate Trump from Ben Carson. That's what I think the Project 25 thing is really all about. Because if you look into it, there's nothing new. The same accusations they've been making about Trump for 8 years are the same accusations they're making now. Just Project 2025 is the new boogeyman, straw man that they're putting out there, because they just like these straw men to put out there. But the Department of Housing and Urban Development is the chapter that Ben Carson wrote. And so it's probably, I'm sure it's very well written. It's all publicly available. The crew just put the whole thing up on the screen. So he probably has a great plan, probably will resonate with black people if they read it. Ben Carson is very smart. He's well-spoken. He can do great interviews. I mean, could you imagine a debate, Kamala Harris versus Ben Carson? It's like Mike Tyson versus, Stephen Hawking. I mean, I'm sorry, but, I'm in this corner, Mike Tyson is like the greatest boxer of all time. In this corner, Stephen Hawking, he's like a paraplegic. What the hell? That's basically Ben Carson versus Kamala Harris. So I think that's what's going on. I think they're separating Trump from Carson, and they were afraid that if Trump chose Carson, it would just devastate the Democrats with the black vote that they need so badly. You know, it's funny. The Democrats want to convince black people. The Democrats want to convince black Americans that you need them. You need the Democrats, when the truth is the Democrats need you. Black Americans don't need the Democrat Party. They'd be better off without it. The Democrat Party needs black Americans. That's the actual truth.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager, who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supply. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto or other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Project 2025. It's Jasmine Crockett in clip 15.
Right now, what they are trying to do is institute Nazism 2.0 in the United States. And guess what? It's going to be us. This is going to be on the receiving end of all of it. So I could go on and on and on about the terrible things that are in there. But the basis of it, they're saying it has to be Christianity. And the fact is, everything has to be really Christo-fascism. And so what they're trying to do is say, if you're not doing it our way, then you can't.
Oh, man. These people are so pathetic. Wait a second. Who does that sound like? Either do it our way or you're not allowed to do it. That's Democrats. Everything they claim you are, they are. So, yeah, I mean, they hate Project 2025, so, yeah, it's probably great. It's so sick of this crap. You guys are so, you Democrats are so retarded. You literally think electric line, gas line, spray painting on a sidewalk
is a Nazi swastika. Please stop. Leave the conversation. You're done. And the fact anybody takes Democrats and liberals and progressives seriously, that's the problem. But they're freaking everywhere, you know? And, I might as well segue into this. I remember growing up, and look, the ESPYs were never really that big of a deal. It's a sports awards thing. But there have been some ESPY moments in the past, and there used to be some general interest there from sports fans. They're pretty much dead now because they've just been completely overrun by liberalism. And so the same thing happens last night. And, you know, I'm just a news hound and a media addict. So all these highlights are coming across my news feed and all these clips and headlines are all over the news. And it's like, and again, I didn't watch, so I don't really know the full story. But if you look at the snapshots, if you look at the response, if you look at kind of the narrative, it's all just anti-white liberalism. The whole thing. They make fun of Harrison Butker. They make fun of Caitlin Clark. They make fun of white people. I mean, literally, the whole thing. So again, I didn't watch it, so I don't know if it was really that bad. But that's all the clips. That's all the highlights. And I don't even care. Fine, you hate white people. I get it. I don't care. But that's the point. It's like the average politically indifferent, apolitical, politically ignorant person watches sports, watches mainstream entertainment. And that's what they get. That's what they see. Just all anti-American, anti-white liberalism. And they believe it. They think, oh, this is what's cool. This is what's popular. This is what's mainstream. Oh, okay, I'm a liberal, I guess. That's what's cool. Look, an athlete says so. Look, a Hollywood star says so. Oh, I want to be like them. I'm a liberal. But it's not even that they just think that that's cool and that's popular. And so, oh, okay, I'm in my comfort zone. I'm a liberal now. Oh, bitching about how women don't make as much money. I mean, what is wrong with you? Isn't it amazing? All these women are complaining about how women don't make as much money in sports. And then you actually have an iconic, groundbreaking female athlete, Caitlin Clark. And what are all the women doing? They're trying to injure her on the court. They're making fun of her at the awards for being white. It's like, okay, the WNBA, subsidized by the men. The men play basketball and make so much money that they can just give some to the women and just say, here you go, have a game, have a league, have some fun. And here comes Caitlin Clark, sells out every game, sells out jerseys, and even has the rival, even has the bad guy, even has Batman's Joker in Angel Reese. And what do? They hate her for it. They attack her for it. They rip her for it. It's like, here's your opportunity to finally have a profitable league. Here's an iconic star. Here's the one that can change the game. I mean, here's virtually the Michael Jordan of the WNBA. Michael Jordan changed the game of basketball forever. Now these guys are making $300 million on a contract. And here she is. And what do? You hate her. You tear her down. You try to injure her. And then you go up on the ESPY stage and you bitch about how women don't make as much as men. Well, hey, don't worry. Because soon you won't even have sports because they'll all be dominated by men pretending to be women. So enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. And probably, because again, I don't really care that these people are these racist liberals don't like white people. Really doesn't bother me at all. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. This is ridiculous. Prince Harry is there. The fake Prince Harry. Bless his little heart. Bless his deformed male member. He wrote about it in his book. Prince Harry presented with the Pat Tillman Award for Service at the ESPYs. What service are we talking about here? Prince Harry, who's been excommunicated from the royal family, which may be the best thing for him, maybe the best thing he's ever done, to his credit, actually. But they still call him Prince. And so he gets the Pat Tillman Award? In case you aren't aware, Pat Tillman is a man who was a top safety in the NFL, a top player in the NFL, a top earner in the NFL. And he decided, I'm going to pass on making tens of millions of dollars playing football, and I'm going to go join the Army. And he got killed in combat. Pat Tillman's mother disagreed with the selection. But see, it's all about liberal, 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 progressive, progressive, liberal, liberal. So it's just a shame. And you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people in the audience, maybe it's even most of the audience, who are like, well, why are you talking about sports? Well, you know, it's a personal thing. I came from the sports world. I like sports. I grew up playing sports. So, you know, it just sucks to me that the sports world has just been so tainted by all this propaganda and liberalism. But it is relevant because, like I said, they use these mechanisms. They use the mechanisms of the sports platform and the Hollywood entertainment platform for ignorant people to just think, oh, this is what's normal. This is what's popular. Oh, I must be a liberal. Look, it's all about liberal. It's all about progressive. It's all about Democrat. It's all about anti-white. It's all about pro-woman. It's all about pro-gay. So that's what I am. So see, I like this. So I identify with this. And this is how they advance their cause. This is how they advance their propaganda. So it's a good thing. And maybe the RNC can catch up with this. And the Republicans can catch up with this. And this is why I hate purism so much. And they're like, Wiz Khalifa's ex-wife? You know, she likes to do, you know, I don't know. I think she has an OnlyFans or something. Who wears the MAGA hat now. I think she's speaking at the RNC too. What's her name, guys? Amber Rose? Is that what it is? Amber Rose? And they're like, oh, Amber Rose. Oh, my gosh. I don't care. I want to win. I'm sorry that your cultural purism isn't going to run the Republican Party anymore, because when it does, it loses. In case you complain about losing all the time, but then when you have a strategy for victory, you reject it. So no, I don't care that Amber Rose is speaking at it. I'm glad. And I'm also glad that Dana White is speaking right before Trump. By the way, what about a Vice President Dana White? How does Trump White sound?
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border. The American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug, and human trafficking, kidnapping, and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Very strange. Some people think he was trying to talk to somebody that was in his earpiece. I don't know. I don't think so. I think he just gets lost in the middle of talking, gets confused. What is this in clip 12?
I'm going to go to South Korea. We're going to get the chip. What are you doing? I'm going to get Japan and Korea.
What are you doing? Who are you talking to, bug eyes? Another total disaster from Joe Biden. I'd say the Democrats have 2 weeks to figure this out. Otherwise, they're going to ride with Biden, unless the only way they can change their nominee and get him on the ballot in at least three swing states by law is if the candidate is deceased. Now, Jim Clyburn is still protecting Joe Biden. They have a new narrative protecting Joe Biden. So here's Clyburn explaining in clip 11.
Those of us who are real close watchers of Joe Biden, we do know that he sometimes mangles words and phrases, but all of that is almost natural for people who grew up stuttering, and they do focus a little more. And when you focus a little more, you tend to lose the flow.
But you're not saying that what we've seen from this president over the last few weeks is just a function of him stuttering. I mean, it's more than that.
He doesn't stutter now. He is still working to overcome the stuttering of his childhood.
Oh, he had a speech impediment. He had a stutter, and that's what we're witnessing. It's the stutter. Where the stutter has been with this guy in Washington, D.C. and Congress for 50 years, 8 years as a vice president, where the stutter's been for, you know, more than half a century, we don't know, but that's what Biden is fighting, was a stutter from his childhood. Who came up with that sales pitch? Incredible. Now, this is amazing. I'm going to kind of break this down. This is Democrat Representative Jim Himes. There's a lot of hilarity in this, but again,
when you read into what these Democrats are saying about Biden, you kind of get a better idea of what's going on behind the scenes. So here's Jim Hines on CNN talking about the future with Biden in clip 10.
Not a single number out there, not one, you know, Cook Report telling us that we may lose the House, that says that Joe Biden is going to win. And so the answer to that, which is a fair answer, is that, yeah, but there's still time. There's 4 or 5 months to the election. So then you need to ask yourself, what's the trajectory look like here? Are things getting better? If you believe that the problem the Democrats have is that we haven't gotten our message across, the message of the bipartisan infrastructure law, the message of capping out-of-pocket expenses in Medicare at $2,000, at capping insulin costs at $35, and standing up for veterans, and if you believe that our problem is that we haven't gotten that message across.
I love this part right here.
And if
pause it. It's a messaging problem. I love when the Democrats go with this one. It's a messaging problem. And they throw out all these things. It's a messaging problem, guys. Don't you see? We have to convince the American people. We've made everyone a millionaire. Why don't the American people get it? We've made you rich. We've made you the smartest, happiest, most successful, safest, securest ever. Why don't they get it? It's a messaging problem. Don't you know? We just have to make America. We have to let Americans know. We have to get the message out. We made you a millionaire. Well, of course, that's not what happened. But no, but that's just because it's a messaging problem. Why don't Americans know that it's the safest border ever? It's a messaging problem. Why don't Americans know it's the greatest economy ever under Joe Biden? It's just a messaging problem. Just a messaging. Joe Biden is fighting a stutter, and Democrats are losing in the polls because of messaging. They just can't. They just need to convince you you're rich, and they did that for you. I love that. All right, continue.
If you believe that our problem is that we haven't gotten that message across well, and if you also believe that the president has the biggest megaphone, you have to drop the emotion and the loyalty and love and say, in the next 4 or 5 months, is that story going to be told with such precision and poetry and beauty that you will turn around all the numbers that say we are going to lose? And I did this painful thing tonight because for me, the answer to that is I just don't see that trajectory. I don't see the numbers.
And you think he'll lose to Donald Trump if Joe Biden goes up against him?
Look, like Yogi Berra said, predictions are hard, especially about the future. All I can do is look at the numbers right now.
You just said that. Just
say Trump would win. No president has ever won with a 37% approval rating.
You can't even say it.
Look at the swing states, because this isn't a race that is decided in 5 or 6 states. You know, the president, you can look at lots of different polls, but the president isn't really up in any of them. And then you can ask yourself, and again, this is future. We don't know the future. What does the trajectory look like? And imagine that 3 months from now, we get another performance like there was in the debate right before the election. Do you want to take that risk? I don't. Now, you know, I don't presume to understand the president's calculus.
Yeah.
But he's top 10 presidents, right? Oh. Why would you gamble that legacy? The legacy of being a top 10 American president, transformative. Lyndon B. Johnson, transformative.
Hold on, pause it. Let's all have a laugh together. Joe Biden is a top 10 president, he says. Oh. Top 10 at what? A top 10 president. It's a messaging problem. I think you've got a messaging problem. Why don't the American people understand Joe Biden is a top 10 president all time? I'm going to go on CNN with the smallest audience in network news. Why? We got a messaging problem. A top 10 president of all time. That is classic stuff right there. And that's all-time humor. All right, go back. And actually, it gets better.
Being the guy that handed the country over.
Yeah, you're saying it's too risky.
That doesn't make sense.
Congressman, you said that you waited to put your statement out until after because of it was the NATO summit here in Washington. You believed you wanted to wait until he was done meeting with world leaders, done with all of that. Do you expect that there are other Democrats in the House, more, that are going to come out? And if so, how many more do you think there will be?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question. What I can tell you is that I circulate amongst my colleagues. And, you know, I would tell you that there is a very small percentage of my colleagues who are ride or die, who say this is the only way to go. My colleagues and I are worried about two things. One, what is Plan B? That's a totally fair question. I actually think Plan B looks pretty good.
Oh,
I don't know what it looks
like,
but
I think... Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that? What is Plan B? I think Plan B looks really good. He doesn't even know what it is. This is the absolute state of the Democrat Party. I'm sorry. These people want to destroy our country and let your kids get raped and everything, but I mean, this is the absolute state of the Democrat Party. We have a messaging problem. Nobody's ride or die with Joe. He's a top 10 president of all time, though, and we don't have a Plan B, but I think Plan B looks really good. All right. I'm done. I can't. That's good. We got it. Hey, what's your Plan B? Well, I really don't have a Plan B. Oh, I like Plan B. Wow. I mean, that is something special, isn't it? That is truly something special. All right, we're about to enter the third hour. I still got a lot of news here. So I'll give out the number when we come back. Folks, remember, InfoWarsStore.com. We got a big sale happening right now. Let me tell you, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, my favorite morning drink. Every morning I start with Vitamin Mineral Fusion because I know I'm getting more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, so much more. Things you're probably just not getting in your daily diet, like NAC, glycine, boron. It's all in there in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Plus, it tastes great. I would get the high fructose corn syrup drinks out of the fridge for your kids. Get all that processed sugar drinks out of the fridge for your kids. Just make a pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Find out how many scoops it takes to get that perfect flavor. And then just put a pitcher of that in the fridge for your kids. They'll love it. You know it's healthy. And they won't be drinking those sodas that'll make them fat and sick. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars Mega Sale. It's officially a mega sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, when we come back, I'm going to give out the phone line. We got some other news, some other clips, but we'll start taking calls in the final hour as well.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We'll be right back.